各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们要一起来查考的题目是圣徒的敌人呢，恶兽。
This afternoon, the topic for our mutual encouragement is enemies of the saints, the two beasts.
我们神造世界的万物都有个特点。
Our God has a unique characteristic when He created the heaven and earth.
所有的动物、植物在它们里面都有生理的时钟，懂得分辨时候。
All creatures that He has created has this internal body clock to differentiate the time of the day.
花知道什么时候要开。
The flowers, for example, knows when to bloom.
动物知道什么时候要迁移。
The animals, for example, knows when to migrate.
这是动物的本能。
And this is a natural instinct of animals.
要有这种本能才能够生存。
This instinct is very important for their own survival.
但是主耶稣却告诉我们世人。
And our Lord Jesus tells us, we human.
动物懂得分辨时候。
Since the animals themselves know how to tell time.
但是人却不懂得分辨时候。
Yet for a human, we do not know the time.
要分辨什么的时候呢？
How do we tell the time?
我们要知道现在已经是末时了。
We must know that we are living at the end time.
我们生活在2006年这个时候。
We are living in this time of the year, it's 2006.
在神整个救赎的大计划里面。
In the plans of this creation.
我们已经进到最后的阶段。
In the plans of the salvation, we have already come to the end of this plan.
如果不知道时候的话。
And if we do not know the time.
我们就很容易睡着。
Then it's very easy for us to fall asleep.
我们早上有一起来学习。关于这个属灵的战争
we talk about spiritual warfare.
属灵的战争是什么呢
What is a spiritual warfare?
就是魔鬼要攻击他的神的选民
Spiritual warfare happens when Satan's going to attack the chosen people of God.
在属灵的百姓要生孩子要传福音要发展圣工
During the time when the spiritual chosen people it's time for them to give birth to spiritual baby and to evangelize
魔鬼就来阻挡了
This is a time when Satan work
但是神会帮助
However, God will also help
但是魔鬼没有那么快会放弃的
But Satan will not give it up so easily
我们请看启示录第十二章
Let's turn to book of Revelation
启示录第十二章
Revelation chapter 12
第十一节
Verse 11
启示录的第十二章第十一节
Chapter 12 verse 11
胜过他是因羔羊的血和他自己所见证的道他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命这里告诉我们神的百姓怎么可以胜过魔鬼的攻击
Here it tells us how can the chosen people of God overcome the work of Satan
这里告诉我们有两点
Here it tells us two points
第一要接受羔羊的血
First is to receive the blood of the Lamb
这是主耶稣宝血的洗礼
And which is the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ.
把我们的罪洗去。
And it's through the baptism that our sins is washed away.
再来，这里说什么？
And then what does it say?
和自己所见证的道。
And by the words of their testimony.
这里这一点我们要思考这个字啊。
So we must ponder upon this.
接受了洗礼还不够。
It's not only enough to receive baptism.
而是第一步而已。
That's only the first step.
怎么可以继续的在信仰上扎根，不怕魔鬼的迷惑攻击呢
？How can you continue to be rooted in your faith so that Satan will not attack you？
这里并不是说靠听来的道。
So here is that doesn't say that it's just by the word that you listen。
不是说长老传道只是讲的道。
But it's not just the word that you listen from the minister, the elders, or the deacons。
而是自己见证的道。
But rather it's from the words that you testify。
道理听进去了。
Now you have listened to the word。
有没有消化呢
？Have you digested the word？
有没有属于自己的呢
Has this word belong your word?
有没有深深的思考呢
Have you pondered upon the word?
有没有体验呢
Have you experienced the word?
如果有的话
If you have experienced all this word,
我可以跟他见证
Then you can testify to others.
我可以请人家来
You can invite people to come.
一个基督徒的信心怎么可以刚强呢
How can a Christian's faith be strong?
我们要常常向人家见证
We must always testify to people.
带人家来信主
So that other people can come to believe.
这个是我自己的信仰。
This is our belief.
所以你要去自己的见证，你的信心才有办法刚强。
Only when you believe and you testify, then your faith can be strong.
见证的时候，哎，遇到一些问题，别人问我，我不懂得回答，怎么办
？So during the time when you testify and you have encountered some question that you don't know how to answer.
没关系，
That's okay.
我们可以回来请教长老、执事、传道。
You can always bring the question back here and ask the minister, the preachers.
问完之后，哎，我知道怎么回答了，就回去回答了。
After when you have got your answer, you can always go back and tell the person you need to answer to.
我们为什么会怕见证？
Why are we afraid to testify?
我们怕说没有答案给人家。
Because we are afraid that we don't have answer to people who
question us. 怕讲错啊。
Because we are afraid to say the wrong thing.
不见证最安全。
And then the safest is not to testify.
又怕被人家拒绝。
And sometimes we're afraid of rejection.
所以信仰都没有体验。
So in that case, our faith has no experience.
所以这里说要靠自己所见证的道。
So here it tells us that we must overcome the work of Satan by the word of our testimony.
六月二号就是我们这一季的布道会了。
June the 2nd is our upcoming evangelical night.
感谢主，我们今天收到非常漂亮、吸引人的传单。
And today we can see that there are a lot of very attractive invitation card you see at the reception desk.
我们收到了，我们要去见证。
Now we have received all this invitation card, we must give it out to evangelize.
一定要有这两点，我们才可以克服的。
Only by these two things, then we can overcome the work of Satan.
那么我们看来第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
这节很重要。
This is very important.
这里有三个地方。
And three things.
有一个地方是安全的。
First, it's the safest.
有两个地方是危险的。
There are two other places that are dangerous.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧，只是地和海有祸了。
Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea.
因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
Well, because Satan knows that his time is up, and he is filled with fury, and that he knows, and he has gone down to you.
这里神的选民在哪里呢？
Now, where are the chosen people?
如果住在诸天和其中的,
if you are living in heaven,
这里住天并不是升到云里面哦,
it doesn't mean that it's in the cloud.
而是我们的属灵生命跟神很靠近。
This heaven refers to our spiritual life. We are very close to God.
常常聚会。
We are always gathering in service.
心里充满神的道, 神的爱。
Our heart is filled with the love of God and the words of God.
那我们在这个最后的关头可能很艰难, 但是我们也很快乐。
Maybe at this end time, it's very difficult, but we are rejoicing.
但是如果在地和海呢，就有祸了。
But if you were on earth and in the sea, then woe to you.
如果在地跟海的信徒有祸了。
This means that those members in the sea and the earth are and woe to them.
因为魔鬼知道这里时候很少了，所以在最后一击，用最厉害的方法来打击那些还留在地跟海的信徒。
Because the Satan knows that the time is near, and he has gone down to attack those people who are on earth and on sea.
什么叫在海中的？
What does it mean that's to be in the sea?
啊，我们来看第十三章。
Let's look at chapter 13.
十三章第一节读到第六节。
Verse 1 to verse 6.
请读。
Chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 6. And the dragon stood on the shore of the sea, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads, and 10 crowns on his horns, and each head a blasphemous name. Verse 2. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had...feet like those of a bear, and mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave this beast his power, and his throne, and great authority. Verse 3, one of this head of the beast seems to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Verse 4, men worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they also worshipped the beast and asked, who is like the beast, who can make war against him?Verse 5, the beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies to exercise authority for 42 months. Verse 6, he opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven.
这里告诉我们有一只兽从海中上来。
Here it tells us that that's a beast that came out of the sea.
当然启示录里面很多东西都是很象征意义的。
And of course, we read many things in this book of Revelation is full of symbolism.
但是我们虽然没有办法完全知道是什么。
Although we cannot clearly tell what all these symbols mean.
时候到了，主耶稣会启示，我们就会知道。
But the time will come, and God will reveal to us, and we will understand.
但是有一些教训，我们今天就可以从当中已经拿到了。
But there are a lot of teaching that today we can already gather from this book.
因为一个预言的应验，不单只是一个层面的，有时候说多层面的啊来应验。
Because revelations will not only be revealed from one perspective, but many.
当然，这个可能讲以后某一些政权或者是怎么样的，我们不晓得。
We don't know what this refers to. Maybe it's about some future political power. power that will come up.
但是我们今天试试看从另外一个角度来看这个兽到底可能是什么。
But today we can look at this piece from another perspective and see what this means.
当然这个是还没有定论的事情了。
Of course, this is not absolute.
但是我们可以从当中学习教训。
But we can gather some teaching from this.
这个兽是从海中上来。
The beast come out of the sea.
啊，只有10个角。
It has 10 horns.
10个角代表什么意思呢?
What does it mean by 10 horns?
它很有能力,
it is very powerful.
很有财力,
it is also very full of
financial
power.
有7个头,
it has 7 heads.
有很有不同的组织, 非常健全的组织,
and also it has very complete organization.
它再来, 它有10个冠冕,
so it came with 10 crowns on its horns.
这10个冠冕代表什么?
And what does this 10 crowns represent?
有很多的荣耀,
which means that it has represents lots of glory.
我们想哦, 先把这些事情来想象。
So now again, think about these 10 crowns.
再来, 这个兽的特点, 它有蛇毒的名号。
And another characteristic of this beast is that it has a name of being a blasphemous.
这个蛇毒这个词啊, 在这里出现了4次。
And this word blasphemous has come out 4 times.
第一节, 第五节, 第六节。
And it's verse 1, verse 5.
所以这个很明显, 这个兽啊, 是特别的敌基督来亵渎神的。
So we can see that this beast especially come to persecute Christian.
到底这个东西指什么?
And blaspheming Christian, what does this mean?
当然也可能只是以后有一些还没有出来的政权啊, 政治势力我们不晓得。
Maybe it refers to some political power in the future, but we don't know what.
但是我觉得这个兽可能今天已经出现了。
But I believe that this beast has already appeared.
如果我们看这个的描述的话,
so if we continue to read about this beast,
很有可能这个就是今天所谓的娱乐的好莱坞所有的电影界这种媒体界的这个存在。
And I perhaps think that this beast represents the media, what we the entertainment world from Hollywood.
有人听说哇，为什么这样讲？是不是不可以看电视？不可以看电影？不是这个意思。
And perhaps you will ask me a question like, should I go watch movie and television?
但是我们先来解释为什么会这样想。
But why do I think so?
10角是代表什么意思？
What does this 10 crowns refer to?
很有能力。
It refers to great power.
今天的好莱坞，今天的电影界真的是很有能力啊。
And we can see that Hollywood does have great power today.
很有财力。
And financial power, especially.
一年几千个电影出来,
there are many thousand movies that comes out each year from Hollywood.
一个好莱坞的大片来说, 一个片子起码几十个 million.
And just to film one movie, it will cost many millions of dollars.
一年多少个电影出来?
And how many movies can you see per day?
是不是很有能力?
Don't you think it's very powerful?
整个票房, 全球的发行, 加上 DVD, VCD, 上网看的, 什么都有。
And you can see a movie everywhere, whether it's in video store or theater and DVD.
所以这个是非常大的势力啊。
So we can see that the box office head is very powerful.
7个头也是很有组织。
And here it says the 7 heads shows its organization power.
从电影的制作,
from the time when it's being created and the time when it's being distributed.
哪里都可以。 非常的分布的好。
Wherever you go, you can see movies.
这里还有说10个冠冕。
And here it says that it has 10 crowns.
真的很有荣耀啊。
And of course, this 10 crowns refers to the 10th glory.
一年当中有多少个电影的奖状。
And how many awards you can see that's given out to these movie makers.
刚过去的奥斯卡。
Oscar Award.
现在在法国的康城。
And a Cannes.
每个国家都有很多奖状。
And in every part of the world, there are a lot of awards that are given to these movie makers and actors and actresses.
但是最重要的是有蛇毒的名号。
But what is it, the characteristic of this beast that each head has blasphemous name?
这个蛇毒的名号已经越来越明显了。
And this characteristic has become more and more obvious by day.
现在电影界的媒体已经没有什么题材了，已经开始要从宗教里面挖题材了。
And because they're running out of themes in all their movie making, so they are trying to get the content from religion.
我们来看到底怎么亵渎神。
How do they blaspheme against God?
亵渎神有直接的，也有间接的。
There's indirect blasphemy and direct blasphemy.
直接的就是把主耶稣的圣名把它污秽掉。
A direct blasphemy is blaspheme the name of Jesus.
这个很严重。
And this is very, very very serious event.
我们最近有一个新的电影，这个《达文西密码》。
It's just like the recent movie that was released called Da Vinci Code.
引起很多人的讨论。
And it has caused a lot of controversy.
有人说啊，看看应该也没有什么关系嘛。
Some people think that it's fine to just go watch this movie.
反正我不会受影响。
Because I don't think I will be influenced.
但是里面到底讲什么呢？
But what does it exactly is the content of this movie?
里面他把一些道理扭曲了。
They have twisted the truth in this movie.
他用一些历史的背景加上自己的想象。
Based on the historical record plus the writer's own imagination.
本来是无可厚非的，就算了。
And at first, it's just simply a movie.
但是他涉毒了主耶稣。
But in this movie, it has blasphemed the name of Jesus.
他讲到主耶稣跟玛利亚有肉体的关系，还有生孩子。
It sacralized this very holy name of Jesus, making him just like a human who get married and have children.
这个就是涉毒到主耶稣头上来了。
So this is a very direct blasphemy against the name of Jesus.
我在想一个问题啊。
I was thinking about this problem.
回教徒虽然他没有信到真神。
Even though for the Muslim, they have not come to know the true God.
但是他们对他们的宗教是非常的尊重的。
But they respect, they have great deep respect for their own religion.
8年前在欧洲啊，有人画漫画，只是笑一笑那个 Prophet Muhammad 而已啊， 穆罕默德而已。
And we have heard about this cartoonist drawing comics against Muhammad, the Prophet.
哇，全世界的回教徒都起义了。
And the whole community of the Muslim, they came up and was against this cartoon.
他们很生气啊。
They were very angry with this cartoon of Muhammad.
到处都暴动。
And so there was riot everywhere to go against this cartoon.
好了，现在要换了我们基督徒了。
So today we look at us as Christian.
有一个这样的电影出来。
So there's this movie that came out.
是亵渎耶稣的电影。
It's just a movie that direct blasphemes against God's name.
我们这么基督徒，我们会怎么看这件事呢？
So how about us as Christian when we look at this movie?
我们会不会掏腰包说啊，花10块去看看
？So we take out our money and then we'll go and watch this movie about Jesus.
然后这个钱就让那些做这个故事的人跟公司来赚到了。
And then so they make a profit from our money that they get from us.
所以这个是非常魔鬼非常厉害的地方。
So this is a very dangerous scheme, very sophisticated scheme from Satan.
啊，所以说喜欢我们看这种东西吗
？Do you think our Lord Jesus like to go, like us go watch this movie?
再来怎么亵渎神呢？
Now let's see how does this beast blaspheme against God.
亵渎神就是把一些不好的观念慢慢的渗透在人的心里面。
So this beast has this power to slowly infiltrate into the mind of this human being.
怎么说呢？
Bad infiltration.
现在怎么叫好电影？
So today, let us look at what is we so-called good movie.
现在的人认为说拍得好的电影就是好电影。
Today, the critic will say that the movie that was well made is considered as very good.
所以当一个导演,
so, in the eyes of a director,
可以把同性的东西拍得很美。
They can make this a movie of a gay or lesbian couple as very beautiful.
都可以得奖了。
And perhaps by doing that, he will receive an award.
这种是什么世界呢？
So what kind of world are we living in?
扭曲的家庭的观念。
They have twisted the very concept core value of a family.
扭曲的爱情的神性。
They have sacralized this very essence of love.
还有好莱坞还提倡什么的观念呢？
And so what other concept is this Hollywood trying to propagate?
魔术的 magic 方面的观念呢？
This idea of magic.
我们可能说啊 ，Harry Potter 很好看，小孩子去看看而已，没有什么。
So we hear about this Harry Potter, and it's and all the magical witches.
但是我们不要看表面，背后的那些所给我们的思考，就是说啊，魔术是很好玩的，没有怎么样的。
So we think we look at this movie, there are lots of magic and sorceries, and we think that's nothing.
因为圣经给我们的观念是圣俗要分别神，是讨厌。 那种邪术的东西的。
And we must understand the Bible has a standard, which means that it hates anything to do with sorcery and black magic.
但只要你拍得很好看，很好玩。
But when we look at this movie, Harry Potter, we think it's very creative. It's also very well made as a movie.
人家就会接受了。
So people come to accept it.
再来，现在呢，电影是讲什么呢？
So what else does movie tell us today?
讲情欲的关东西。
It talks about anything that is promiscuous.
出轨，婚外情。
There are many movies that talks about affair.
什么叫爱情片呢？
And what is the so-called love movie?
爱情片就是婚前就发生关系了。
The movie epic will have story that talks about premarital affair.
婚后也可以乱搞。
A post-marital affair.
又可以一夜情。
or one night stand,
又可以同居
or cohabitation,
变成一个标准啊。
So they have set the standard.
这种东西变得很刺激。
So now Hollywood has set the standard, as we are coming to get so-called used to.
你看这种东西看多了，是不是会成为一个人心中的这种观念呢
？So now, if you watch of this movie, don't you think that it becomes, your own concept?
再来什么片
？So what else, is are there what other kind of movie out there?
犯罪片。
Movie that commit crimes.
只要是坏人，长得帅的话，坏人就是好人。
And any bad people that looks good, then they are considered as quite.
坏人去抢东西很刺激，抢了到了就是好结局了。
So if movies you have the people who go out and rob and the ending was that he's successful, then you call this good movie.
警察往往在后面追，被杀死很多。
So then we see this lots of police being killed.
大家看得很痛快。
In the chase.
大家看得很痛快啊
！So maybe when you watch this movie, you find it's very exciting.
所以这种都是现在电影的厉害，把人的观念慢慢慢慢的改变了。
So you can see all this movie has twisted, what is the correct values?
我们来看第七节，再看第七节啊。
Let's look at verse 7.
又任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜，也把权柄赐给他，制服各族、各方、各国。
He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them, and he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation.
真的，现在的电影啊，电子媒体啊，可以去到各国了。
So in fact, today we look at movie can go to any part of this world.
我记得我第一次去到加纳的时候啊，西非加纳那边有一个难民营啊。
I remember I went to a refugee camp, in West Africa, Ghana.
里面有很多从那个加纳隔壁那个国家赖比瑞亚。逃难过来的住的人。
And in this place, Ghana, there were a lot of refugees that came from Liberia that reside in this refugee camp.
在最落后的地方。
It was a very backward place.
也有一个放电影的电影院。
And in this place, there was a movie theater.
一个帐篷。
It was a so-called a makeshift tent.
一台录影机，一个电视。
There was a movie, there was a VC.VHS machine and a television.
五毛钱美金，里面什么都有得看。
So you just need to go to this theater. You pay 50 cents US.
当然当中也有不好的电影，也有很多李小龙的电影。
So there are many different kind of movies that you can see in that place.
所以真的是征服了各族、各民、各方啊，连很多圣徒都被征服了。
So you can see that movies has already conquered any place, every tribe, people, language, and nations.
你看第七节这里说，任凭他与圣徒征战，而且得胜哦。
Here it says verse 7, it was given power to make war against Satan and has conquered over them.
我们今天很多的观念慢慢不知不觉都被洗脑了。
So slowly we are being brainwashed by all these movies that we see.
在外国的青年、青少年为什么那么难教
？So why is it so difficult to educate children that are raised in the Western society?
因为就是这方面的一个影响。
Because of this bad influence that comes from the Hollywood.
所以我们要怎么样来应对呢
？So how do we overcome this power of media?
我们请看箴言的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
箴言的第四章。
Book of Proverbs, chapter 4.
箴言第四章二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
第四章二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23, the book of Proverbs.
你要保守你心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出来的。第二十四节。
Verse 24.
你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴，你的眼目要向前直看。你的眼睛当向前直观，要修平你的脚下的路，要坚定你的道，不可偏左偏右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。这里箴言告诉我们要保守我们的心。
Here in the book of Proverbs tells us that we must guard our heart.
怎么样保守心呢
？How do we guard our heart?
心会影响我们的一辈子。
Because our heart can influence our life.
这是心从眼睛被影响的。
Because and its heart start from our vision.
你看什么东西就影响心就会想什么。
What we see will be then what we think.
常常看邪恶的东西，心就会变得很邪恶。
If we always see things that's violent, then our heart will grow to become violent.
常常看平安喜乐神的话语，心中就充满平安喜乐。
And what we see is the words of God that fill with peace and joy, then our heart will be filled with peace and joy.
所以娱乐的选择啊，直接影响我们的灵性。
So our entertainment choices directly influence our lives.
不单只是小孩子的事情，大人都是一样。
Not only influence little children, but adults as well.
那么另外一只兽呢？我们再来看回来启示录第十三章。
Let's turn to another. Let's turn back to the book of Revelation.
这个兽是什么呢？
What is this beast referring to?
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
这个兽呢，是从地上上来的。
And this beast comes out from the sea, from the earth.
第十一节到第十五节。
Verse 11 to verse 15. Verse 11 to verse 15, the beast out of the earth. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He has two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. Verse 12, he exercised all authority of the first beast on his behalf and made this earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast whose fatal wound had been healed. Verse 13, and he performed great miracles and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of man.Verse 14, because of the sign he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. Verse 15, he was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that it could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed.
当然这个兽到底指什么，可能是以后会发生的事情。
So again, this beast can refer to something else that's going to happen in future.
但是有一点我们可以抓住的。
But one thing that we can grasp from here.
这个兽有两点的影响力。
This beast has two great influence.
第一个在宗教上给我们一个混乱的思考。
First, this beast will cause this chaos in religion.
啊，我们看第十一节啊。
Verse 11.
这个本来是个兽啊，但是它有长两只脚，好像羊羔。
Here, sir, it says that there is this beast, and it has two horns, and it looks like a lamb.
看外表根本就是只羊。
So from outward appearance, it looks like a lamb.
但是一开口了，都是龙了。
But when he opened its mouth, and it spoke like a dragon.
这个主耶稣早就告诉我们了。
So our Lord Jesus had already warned us before.
越靠近主耶稣来的时候。
The closer we are to the end time, the coming of Jesus.
宗教界会越混乱。
There will be more chaos in the religion world.
基督教界也会更混乱。
The same with the Christian world.
很多不同的教派会出现。
And there will be many, many religion sects that appear.
甚至有一些可以行大奇事、大能力，叫火从天而降。
And even there are people power that can perform great miraculous signs and wonder and causing fire to come from heaven.
在所有的神迹当中啊，可以说叫火从天降是最难的，这个出现的次数也是最少的。
And in all the miracles, one of the hardest miracles to perform is causing fire to come down from heaven.
所以如果看到有火从天上降，大概想说是神的动工啊。
And if you see the fire that comes from heaven, right away we think that it's the work of God.
是不是有神迹或者是有奇事，就一定是属于神的呢？
So anything that if you see if it's of miraculous power, do you think that always belongs to God?
在末世的时候，不能以这个标准来衡量。
So at the end time, we cannot use this as a standard anymore.
很多可能都有神迹奇事。
There are a lot of people and places, and there are lots of signs and power.
不一定属于神的。
There are a lot of miracles, but they don't.Always come from God.
要听他的声音。
You must listen to his voice.
所以我们在寻找真教会。
So today we're seeking for the true church.
我们不是要找哪一个教派的神迹行的最厉害。
We must not seek for a church that performed the greatest miracle.
我们要找那个教会是完全遵照圣经的话语来行。
But we must look for a church that follows the words of God.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
我们看二十三节。
Verse 23.
这是主耶稣关于末世的预言。
And here it talks about the signs of the end of the age.
二十三节。
Verse
23. 那时若有人对你们说基督在这里，或者说基督在那里，你们不要信，因为假基督、假先知张扬起来，显大神迹、大奇事。倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。这里主耶稣早就告诉我们了。
Here our Lord Jesus has already told us.
在主耶稣两千多年前传福音的时候，只有一个教派，只有一个教会，就是使徒他们。
2000 years ago, when Jesus was preaching, there's only one church, and which is the church that belongs to apostles.
今天呢，已经两千多个教派了。
And today, after 2000 years, there are more than 2000 different religions, different denominations.
有人说基督在这里，基督在哪里？
And some say Christ is here, some say Christ is there.
所以我们一定要搞清楚自己的信什么。
So today we must know what we believe in.
当时这个龙
So,
这个兽啊，从地上上来，就是有混乱道理。
So we read about this beast that came off the earth that come and caused a lot of confusion of faith.
刚开始只有一种道理。
At first, there was only one faith, one truth.
后来教会就慢慢变质了。
And then follow that, the church start to become contaminated.
有人说啊，这样也可以，那样也可以了。
And some people think this is okay, and that's also okay.
是不是这样子呢
？Is that so?
我们来看那个加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第一章。
Chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章第六节。
Verse 6.
啊，我们看第一章第八节哈，啊，第一章第六节哦。
Verse 6.
第六节念到第九节。
Verse 6 to verse 9.
请读。
I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one you called, who called you by the grace of Christ, and are turning to a different gospel. Verse 7, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. Verse 8, and even if we...or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. Verse 9, as we have already said, so I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned.
有人说啊,
Some people said,
Wow, 我们说我们是独一得救的真教会。
Some people said, so you call yourself the one true church to be saved.
那么自私。
That is very selfish.
难道别人不可以得救吗？
Does it mean that the rest of the world is condemned and not be saved?
但是我们不要把人的想法放进去。
So we should not put the concept of human in this.
我们从圣经的角度来看这件事情。
But we must try to understand gospel from the Bible perspective.
保罗跟加拉太时代的教会讲什么呢？
What did Paul doing said to the Galatian church?
为什么那么快就离开道理？
Why did you all depart from the truth so quickly?
去从别的福音呢？
And follow a different gospel.
把基督的福音更改了。
And that you have perverted the gospel of Christ.
保罗说这个不可以改的。
This cannot be changed.
保罗说如果无论从天上来的使者。
And Paul said even though the angel were to come from heaven.
或者是谁来都好。
Or any angels that come from
heaven. 甚至我自己也好。
Or me that came.
传一个福音给你，跟你之前所领受的不一样的话。
And that I would preach to you that's different from what that you have heard before.
他就要受咒诅。
Then he will be condemned.
保罗是不是很自私呢？
And when Paul said this, was he very selfish himself?
不是自私。
He is not being selfish.
他是把神的道理阐明出来。
He was trying to reveal the truth of God.
因为真理本身就有绝对性。
Because we know the truth is absolute.
不是这样也对，那样也对。
And it cannot be compromised.
正路只有一条。
And there's only one path, one truth.
但是这个兽呢，就很容易会把东西搞混了。
However, beast is capable of causing confusion of the truth.
譬如说，初代的基督徒他们是守安息日，跟我们今天一样。
For example, Christian from the church, the first church, they observe the Sabbath just like all of us here.
但是我们今天听到其他的基督教的这个。意见是怎么样呢
？But if you were to hear the discussion from churches,
守安息日好。
Observing the Sabbath is good.
啊，你在礼拜六守安息日，我们在礼拜天守安息日。
You can observe the Sabbath on Saturday, and we observe our Sabbath on Sunday.
这个就把两个事搞混了。
So they have already confused these two separate matters.
安息日本来就只在礼拜六。
Sabbath by definition is Saturday.
是神的诫命。
It is the commandment of God.
不能改的。
It cannot be changed.
只有一个对。
That's only one truth that is absolute.
这是神的这个诫命。
And which is the teaching of God.
不是我很自私，我要你这样做。
It's not that I'm trying to be selfish and insist that you should do this.
所以啊，最怕就是把道理改变了。
So what is dangerous is to pervert the truth.
所以我们看那个兽，它很厉害，它会改变神的话语。
So we can see that this beast is very powerful and it can change the word of God.
所以我们在幕后真教会的信徒应该对我们本身得救的道理要非常的清楚。
So at the end time, we as true Christian, we must understand the truth from the Bible.
我们请看回来启示录的第九章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter
12. 第十二章。第十二章。
Verse Revelation chapter 12.
我们看第十六节到十八节。
Verse 16. To 18.
第十三章十六节到第十八节。对不起，十三章十六节。
I'm sorry, it's Revelation chapter 13, verse 16-18.
启示录十三章十六到十八节。
Revelation chapter 13:16-18. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead. Verse 17. So that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Verse 18. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it's man's number, and his number is 666.
到底这个在讲什么呢？
So what does this tell us?
我们当然要等到主耶稣末后这个启示，让这个事情显明，我们才知道。
And only we can understand this truth with the second coming of Christ when our Lord Jesus revealed to us personally.
但是我们可以思考，这个从地上来的兽，第二样很厉害的东西是什么？
So but here we can see that the second most powerful thing about this beast.
它要让在地上的人属于他自己。
He can make the people on earth to belong to him.
怎么属呢？盖个印。
How does he make the people belong to him? That's to put a sign on his forehead.
那么有印就代表说你属于这个人的。
So if this person has a mark of the beast, then it belongs to the beast.
我们是主耶稣的选民，主耶稣也给我们印记，就是圣灵。
Today we are all the chosen people of Lord Jesus. He's also given us the mark, and which is the Holy Spirit.
这个在天上的选民都有圣灵的。
And all the chosen people in heaven has this mark.
但是如果我们不小心，
But today, if we are not careful,
灵性退步了，
and that we were to backslide in our faith,
软弱了，
or weak in our faith.
本来是在诸天上与主同在，很高兴的。
At first, we are rejoicing greatly in heaven with the people of God.
啊，被圣灵充满的。
Filled with the Holy Spirit,
有印记的,
that we have the mark of our Lord Jesus.
但是如果变软弱了,
but now that we have become weak,
啊, 魔鬼也会盖一个印在头上,
Satan can also put a mark on your forehead.
是什么意思?
And what does that mean?
让我们心里面常常想到世界的事情。
So then, which means that when we have this mark of forehead, we are always thinking about the things of this earth.
并不是说我们做基督徒不用工作不用赚钱，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that we don't, as Christian, we don't go out and work and make a living.
而是这个世界的东西已经把我们的头脑已经完全占据了。
But this world has already taken over us.
聚会也没有时间了。
And that we don't have time to come for service.
跟家人在一起也没有时间。
We have no time for our family.
跟孩子在一起也没有时间了。
We have no time for our children.
照顾自己的健康也没有时间了。
We don't even have time to take care of our own health.
自己的婚姻也没有时间处理了。
We don't even have time to take care of our marriage.
只是想说赚钱赚钱赚赚钱。
All we want to do is make more money and more money.
这个就是换了一个印记了。
This is the time when this mark has been put on the forehead.
我们看约翰福音第，约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章
First John chapter 2
第十五节
Verse 15
约翰一书第二章第十五节
First John chapter 2 verse 15
约翰一书二章十五节
Verse 15
不要爱世界和世界上的事人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面了这里并不是叫我们说不要住在世界里面
Here it doesn't tell us not to live in this world
而是不要爱世界。
But rather, it tells us do not love this world.
不要把我们的情感一切放在世界的盼望里面。
Which means doesn't tell us to put our hope and our love in this world.
我们要小心，我们的印记不要换掉了。
And do not forget what the mark we have on us.
那么六六六是什么意思呢
？And what does 666 stands for?
这个也是个奥秘，我也不知道。
This is a mystery, and I do not know.
但是我们可以从一个方面来思考。
But we can look at this from one perspective.
圣经里面完全数都是七。
The perfect number in the Bible is always seven.
完美的东西神都用七来形容的。
Anything that God see as beautiful, He used seven to describe the beauty.
六很靠近七。
Six is very close to seven.
就是少了一就不完全了。
And it's short of one, and so it's not perfect anymore.
这个世界的东西,
anything in this world,
如果我们只爱世界,
if we just love this world,
少了神就不完全了,
and it's short of God, then it's not perfect anymore.
家庭很好,
our family may be perfect,
但是家庭不敬拜神的话,
but if this family does not worship God,
家里就不完全了,
then this family would not be perfect.
我们在世上工作很好,
and we have this great job in the society.
但是如果我们没有神的印记,
but if we do not have the mark of God,
没有天国的盼望,
we do not have the hope of heaven.
到离开世界那一天什么都没有了。
So by the time we depart from this world, we have nothing left.
就不完全了。
So that's not perfect.
所以六跟七差一点而已。
So six is only one short of seven.
魔鬼就是给你不完全的东西。
So God, Satan always gives us something that's incomplete.
让你追追追追到一辈子，到最后就差一点。
He wants us to pursue our whole life for that six, and that will never get to seven.
很奇妙，尼布甲尼撒王造了个金像。
Remember Nebuchadnezzar, he has built a golden statue for himself.
叫丹尼尔的朋友去拜他。
And he commanded Daniel and his friend to worship through this golden statue.
丹尼尔书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
第三章。
Chapter 3.Daniel chapter 3,
第一节
verse 1.
单章第一节
chapter 3, verse 1.
尼布甲尼撒王造了一个金像，高六十肘，宽六肘，立在巴比伦省杜拉平原。
So this king Nebuchadnezzar had made an image of gold and was set up in the plain of Babylon.
这个也有个象征的意义。
And it's also full of symbolism.
你看这个金像代表世界的荣华富贵。
We can see that this gold statue represents all the riches and glory of this world.
尼布甲尼撒叫所有人都要拜他。
King Nebuchadnezzar, he made this image and he commanded all the people to worship this image.
这个像有多高呢？
And how high is this statue?
六十肘。
And this is 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. It's 90 feet high and 9 feet wide.
但这只有两个六而已了，不是完全三个六。我不敢讲解。
So I wouldn't say how big this is.
但是我们可以联想。
But from this, we can think.
尼布甲尼撒要人家拜的，就是不完全的东西。
That King Nebuchadnezzar has commanded all these people to worship something that is imperfect.
那我们今天信了主了。
So today we have come to believe in our Lord Jesus.
我们心中的印记是什么呢
？And what is this mark in our heart?
我们是不是里面有777呢？有主耶稣给我们完全的恩典呢
？Do we have 777, which is the perfect grace and glory from our Lord Jesus?
还是只是666
？Oh, is it just 666?
我们要思考。
We must ponder.
最后来看。
Let's turn back.
哥罗西书。
Book of Colossians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
一到三节。哥罗西书第三章一到三节。
Chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事。不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。刚刚我们讲过，在末后这个日子有三个地方。
Here it tells us at the end time there are three places.
在天上与主同在的。
There's one place which is in heaven that's with God.
就很快乐。
That's a place that we will rejoice.
常常亲近神很快乐。
Because we're always with God and we feel with joy.
如果不小心掉到海中呢？
And if we're not careful and have fallen into the sea,
海中的兽都等你了。
Then the beast of the sea is waiting to devour you.
罪恶的引诱。
And the temptation of sin.
透过各种的媒体给我们不好的观念改变我们的人。
All different media to change us.
如果不小心掉到地上呢？
And what if then we fall on earth?
道理迷惑失掉了。
We're confused by Satan and we lost our faith.
活在世界，贪爱世界。
We lived in this world and loved this world.
所以这里说我们要思念上面的事。
So that's why here it's verse 2 said we must set our minds on things above.
什么叫做思念教会的事呢？
What does it mean by setting our minds on things above?
第一，多想一想我的灵性是怎么样。
Let's think about our spirituality.
我的灵性是进步呢，还是退步啊？
Has our spirituality advanced or regressed?
我的家人的灵性怎么样呢？怎么可以令我家人的灵性进步呢？
And how about my family faith?How can I make them better?
怎么是想天天上的事？
So what does it mean by thinking about things above?
想想教会的事就是想天上的事。
So thinking about church, and church work, and is that thinking about things above?
教会有什么圣工要做呢？
Is there any church work that I can do?
我可以帮什么呢？
What can I help?
灵恩会快来了。
The spiritual convocation is coming.
布道会快来了。
And this evangelical service is coming.
我可以带谁来参加呢？
What can I take with me?
我可以关心谁呢？
What can I bring to come to this event, or who can I care for?
就像在地上都想到天上的事。
So when you're on earth, you're always thinking about things above.
还有多看圣经。
So another thing is always read the Bible.
想想神的道理。
And ponder on the truth of God.
就想到天上的事。
Then you think about things above.
所以这两个兽很厉害。
So there are two beasts that are very powerful.
但是他们只在海中跟地上。
But they are only on sea, in the sea and on earth.
只要我们不掉进去就好。
As long as we don't fall into the sea on earth,
求主帮助我们。
We'll be fine, and may God help us all.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymns.
168首。
168.